It's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your chip tune is? I do. It's right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. My goodness. Got a cool show for you today. There we go. Just Things. As we get up here live and direct from the top of Burnaby Mountain, CGSF 90.1 FM. This is, of course, Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, every Tuesday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. And tonight, we're featuring music from the Internet Archive, archive.org, hosted in my neck of the woods, the San Francisco Bay Area. I also have an exclusive interview that was done over the weekend here at CGSF with an emissary from the Internet Archive who is cataloging and creating a record of campus and community radio up here in Canada. And she was very kind to come by and talk with us about our library collection, how we do things here, look at some archival materials, and also sit down with me and have about a 10-minute chat discussing the goals of the project and the importance of archival work. So everything that you hear, apart from our theme song by the inimitable Schnoodlebug, is going to be pulled from the Internet Archive, which means you're available to play it and download it, Creative Commons, all that kind of good stuff. So why don't we start off with a little bit of chiptune from New Brunswick. Little VGM vaporwave chiptune. What's this tagged as? Experimental instrumental hip-hop vaporwave video game remix, St. John. Being, of course, New Brunswick. This is White VHS, the album VGM 14 from 2023. We'll listen to a few cuts from that. Talk a little bit about the history of the Internet Archive, its role in preservation of digital and physical media, how you can support their work and their views on preservation.
Some music.
Let's also talk about what the heck is the Internet Archive? What do they do? What is their function? So the Internet Archive, by the way, is a non-profit headquartered in San Francisco, California, United States. And they aim to build a digital library of internet sites and other cultural artifacts in digital form. So, akin to a regular paper-bound library, they provide free access to researchers, historians, scholars, people with print disabilities, and the general public, with a goal to provide universal access to all knowledge. The Internet Archive began in 1996 by archiving the internet itself. Like newspapers, the content published on the web was ephemeral, but unlike newspapers, no one was saving it. So now there are almost 30 years of web history accessible through the Wayback Machine, and the archive works with over 1,200 library and other partners through the Archive-It program to identify important web pages. Today, the archive contains 835 billion, Carl Sagan with a B, billion, web pages, 45 million books and texts, 15 million audio recordings, over 250,000 live concerts, 10.6 million videos, 4.8 million images, and over 1 million software programs.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. One of the top 300 websites in the world. A single copy of the Internet Archive Library Collection occupies over 145 petabytes of server spaces, and they always store at least two copies of everything. Thank you. Backup, baby, backup. Funded through donations, grants, and by providing web archiving and book digitization services for their partners. And of course, they offer secure protocol access. Very, very cool stuff. They used to be headquartered in the Presidio in San Francisco, and now they are at the old Scientist Church of Christ building in San Francisco, California. Very, very cool stuff. When I was doing an episode last year all about North Korean electronic music, would highly recommend you all to go check that out. That episode was nominated for a Crabo Award this year for the best documentary. I heavily used the Internet Archive as a starting point to find music performed by the Pochonbo Electronic Ensemble, a North Korean electro-pop and synth-pop band from the 1980s, 1990s, and mid-2000s. And there was incredible resources available with free access to the music and the liner notes and scans of the discs themselves. It really was a great kind of digital first-hand source. Of course, if you want to find information about the Internet Archive, simply go to archive.org, archive.org. And there's so much information available out there for you. Most people probably know the Internet Archive from the Wayback Machine, which allows you to plug in a URL and view historical captures of the web as it has evolved over the past, 30 years or so. You can even go back and see the old CGSF website. I love that website. It's so good. We are listening to a little bit of Lava Proof Boots, Youthtronics, from 2006. Very, very cool stuff. I found a collection of, 150,000 MIDI tracks. It was super cool. So I'll do my best to get those up and running. But let's listen to a little bit more of Lava Proof Boots, Youthtronics. All these albums and musical selections today were pulled from the Internet Archive's extensive digital collection. Thank you. Special selection for you all. We're gonna play in its entirety. I may pop in here and there just to remind you that you're listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Oh yeah, brother. Archive.org. If you do a little search for MIDI music from 1992, you can find the Nifty Serve MIDI Forum Original Music Volume 1 from Japan. Amazing. 1992. We've got 15 tracks here for you. Let's give it a rip. We'll be right back. We are listening to a collection of music from 1992. We are often very much in support of retro stuff here, and the Internet Archive is a perfect site for retro lovers to dive deep and find cool stuff.